retire your vector database? I didn't even know I was using one of those today. And now they're telling me I'm obsolete?
Right. You're sitting there staring at the vector DB connection string in the agent config like it's a sacred ritual. No more.
That's pure product fantasy, unless the latency math actually works out. Show me the benchmarks.
I spent yesterday's infra meeting copy-pasting the vector store host into the agent config. Again. One less YAML file to babysit is a product win, whether the latency's perfect or not.
Makes sense in a less stuff to debug at 3 a.m. way. But the article's headline is still clickbaity.
Oh, come on. This is the first time the embeddings pipeline and the retrieval pipeline share a memory space. We haven't even gotten to the part where we stop paying two licenses for one job.
Sure. If your retrieval volume is small enough, you won't notice the linear scan. That's assuming you're lucky enough to have a cluster big enough to keep all your embeddings in memory.
The article is explicit. DataFrame API lets you treat embeddings like any other column. UDFs do the embedding, re-ranking lives right there, and vector search happens in the same process. No data shuffle back to a dedicated service.
Exactly my problem. They're selling no more vector DB while quietly assuming the entire dataset stays hot in RAM. Once you cross the point where you need approximate nearest neighbor indexes, you're back to paying for a vector store.
So your read is it's a consolidation play, not a retirement play. Fine. But consolidation is still a product win, when it means one cluster, one license, one set of incidents.
Mm-hmm. And one CPU bill that just doubled because you're shoveling gigabytes of embeddings around in memory, instead of letting a purpose-built vector database do the heavy lifting.
Okay. What teams should actually try this? I'm guessing Spark-heavy shops doing Q&A workloads, where a linear scan on cached data is fast enough, and infra already loves Spark.
Also, groups allergic to managing a second microservice. If you're already running Spark 4.2 and your retrieval traffic isn't astronomical, the savings look real.
And the flip side? When do they bolt a vector store back on? When the result set is large and the user is watching a spinner, right?
Bingo. High-scale RAG, strict SLA retrieval, churny embedding models, those are still vector database territory. The article's retire claim quietly concedes that at the top of the post.
Still, drop the vector store from the stack, swap to the AI module, and suddenly you're shipping a single pipeline instead of a constellation of services. That's not nothing.
Not nothing and not magic. If you're already paying a vector DB license, the savings may not offset the cluster upgrade. But as a dev experience leap for Spark shops, it lands.
The article points to the new AI module in Spark 4.2 docs and a Jira ticket for the vector search subtask, worth spinning up a branch on a toy dataset and timing the linear scan cliff.
Or maybe we time the cluster build cliff instead. Still, I'll take a world where we're not hand-wiring YAML just to close the RAG loop.
Yeah. Now if only the vector store license would retire itself that easily, we could actually afford this caper. See you next week.